Atot the Tzabes Bnei Yisroel. Zog de Balaturi. Loi Hiskir Moshe Bezeh Seida. Parshas Atot the Tzave, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned. Mash Enken Bechol HaChumash. שמישו שנוילד מוישה אין סדר שלא יוזכר בו והטעם משום שאומר מכין אינו מספרך אשר כוספתו זה השתהיית עם דזויר פרשס פינחס ועל מוישה רבינו סלט על הקדש ברוך הוא בשעז נהיגה ואם נוי מכין אינו מספרך so it was nisqayim in this parsha וכלול הסחוכום אפילו על תנאי בו ותסקיים בזה another reason זוג זה בלטורים זוג זה גוין so the shall is okay it's very nice but why דווקא in this parish okay? I would have actually לסחן על הרופק לי Why put water at the top? So some say because the time that Moshe says Mecheni no b'sifrecho is next week. Kisiso. So kilo the parsha before could be the parsha after. The Gaon says that every year this parsha Zion Odor that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter is at parsha's tetzave. Kimat every year. So first is also Merames that Moshe be Mistalek. So Pshad, the Shas, the Istalkus, so Moshe Rabbeinu, so Kivyocho was also a kind of Istalkus and the Parsha. Also a kind of Istalkus and the Parsha. Ve'atot etzavez be'Yisrael ve'ikru elecho shemen zayit zoch kosis lamoyer le'alois ne'otomit. Shemen zayit zoch. Zog der Moshe Feinstein. Zog chazal se bli shmorim. The tipo rishoyno machnis al rechaim. The imam has squeezed out the first little drop. From that they made the shemen to the menorah. And the menoches, they took the aleves, they grind them. And then the oil that comes out, this is the second shlap. Zogt Reb Moshe, the menoro is mesamel the Torah. Teire has to be shemen zayi zoch. Menoro has to be teire has to be shemen zayi zoch. If it's not zoch, noki mitchilosoi, it's not kosher for the menoro. Has to be zoch, pure. And this will Chazal say, Aloy Medielet, Kiloy Medanir Cholok, Rav Shteyman, Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shteyman, took out a letter this week, tried to explain to the Friar Yidden why we don't have to go to the army, why we're not allowed to go to the army, why we will not go to the army. And he explains, says that the Torah has to be learned pure. You would take the young boys, even the ones that maybe one day will not stay in learning, but they will not be pure sitting and learning day and night about no kiyum to the Torah. The Torah is only if you learn Torah pure. The Bach says this is the reason the Malach teaches the baby the Torah inside the stomach of the mother. The first time that he passes over, because the Torah kula will be mamish pure. So the Shemen Zay Zoch, what is the Shemen Zay Zoch? It's pure. Then the Menorah lights. The person sometimes doesn't understand why his Menorah is not lighting. And he doesn't understand he's not pure. Ben Asdorim, he reads books. In between Second Seder and Maariv, he schmoozes. Friday Shabbos, he goes to Yishuvim to visit. He's not pure. that shemen doesn't light. It's posul to menoiro. It's posul to menoiro. The oir from teiro is when it's pure. When it's not pure, is no oir shel teiro. If you want to have oir shel teiro, you have to have it pure. You have to have shemen zayizoch. When you have shemen zayizoch, then you have the oil shel teira. Then the teira can shine. If it's not zoch, the teira cannot shine. And it's not the geoni when you're in yeshiva. Some guys, le'aleinu, le'aleichem, have to go out to work mebach. And not zoche, to sit in all of their life. Mebach, achmanas, happens to people sometimes. So what happened? These people, Nebach, so they learn an hour, 2 hours a day, how much they could. So, okay, they have a heta. Barnasa, Seder Gamu, they have a heta. But that hour that they learn has to be pure. But if every second they check the BlackBerry, every second they take out their phone, so it's not Zoch. So even the hour that they're learning is not Zoch. The Gemara says, and if Vesterosi Oisi Ozovu Vesterosi Loi Shomoru, and if Vai Ozvu Oisi Vesterosi Shomoru 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 Machziru Lemutov. Famous Chazal. And if Vai Oisi Ozovu Vesterosi Shomoru 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 Machziru Lemutov Shomoru Shomoru Machziru Lemutov. So we know this poshut. It's alamol, you know, it's shiny, you know, it's a lot of yeshivas saying, but in tshuva is what they do. Instead of they have conventions and talking to them about all different luftezachen, shateira, osameachos like that, shateira, you sit with a little bit of a blood gemara, ma'ir shabo machzir lemuta. So the question is, why the bocher in yeshiva is no ma'ir shabo machzir lemuta? And you take the friar here, it's Ma'ir Shema Machzir Olamuta. So what? It's a hard child. But what happens when they get in Yoneinu? The guy wonders, Taka, where's the Ma'ir Shema Machzir Olamuta? The Ma'ir Shema doesn't have to mean, if you Mechal Shabbos, then you become good. Even if you're a Bacher, if you're Shmuz. A little bit in the middle of Seder. But the Ma'ir Shema Machzir Olamuta. What is the condition? Ma'ir Shema Machzir Olamuta. Me'oir shebo machzir olamutav. You have to have a me'oir. If you have a me'oir, me'oir shebo machzir olamutav. But if you don't have a me'oir, if it's not a light, there's no machzir olamutav. How you have a light? Shemen zayis kosis. Zoch. When it's pure. You only have koyach to learn 20 minutes today? Sit down. Nebach, 20. 20 you could. Make it pure. Comes the Yetzer Hara and says, I know if he learns 20 minutes, Ma'ir Shema Machzir Olemutav. Tomorrow he's learning the whole Seder. In that 20 minutes, he sends 5 people to Shmuz to him. Or he himself sends himself 5 plans to speak to people. And then you wonder why he sleeps in. Why he misses? Why is that a choshev bocher? He doesn't have the ma'ir shebo machzir olamutav. Every person has the amount that he could learn, but that amount that he could learn, the yesoid is ma'ir shebo machzir olamutav. Ma'ir shebo machzir olamutav. If it's a ma'ir, if it's a light, it's machzir olamutav. The light makes a person to become back. The light makes the person to shine. The light. Doesn't say the Torah machzir olamutav. Me'oir shebo machzir olamutav. Me'oir. The light. It's Torah and it's light. the light of Torah, the glance, that light is machzir olamutov to every person. But you have to do it. I am Marshall. Every morning I have a kriyas. I wake up early, I go to daven, shtibel near my house, and then I learn my tefillin, at least the blat gemara. I start my day before I come home. Before 8 o'clock, I already have to learn. I feel geschmack. Today I got up a little bit late. Matzahs, not for sure. So I was nifta yesterday. So I down in the 7:45 minyan. Chatoy ani maskir. Finished the daven. I was very tired. I said, you know, anyway, Shabbos tonight, I'll have time to learn in my house later. You know, I'll be mashing that hour that I owe to the learning. Tonight, I'll take it off. The meal, I'll work it out. Then I said, but well, if I have 5 minutes to learn, I have koyach. And I started to learn 5 minutes. I don't know, feeling like this. No, I can speak to me. I can't speak to people. I don't. People come, I show my tefillin. So, man, I don't have to show the gemara. I show my tefillin. So people go away. זה אמר, זה נופשט, אין ברור כל העם מאורץ כשם השם אלו תפילין שבראש, זה נופשט. Still with tefillin, no one can disturb you. So I learned 5 minutes, ממש. It became so geschmack. I'm having a crack. I learned my whole blood, my whole kviyas. But you only have to find it for the 5 minutes. After it, מאויר שבו מחזיר על המות. The reason I'm telling you, I was מסובב, I don't want to say a story on myself. Every person in every stage in his life has to have the same fight. This is what I'm trying to explain. Doesn't make a difference. It's on every hour, that fight. It's hard for you now, but there 5 minutes. The light of Torah. Hashem will take, the Torah will take care of you. I couldn't do it more. I was hungry. I was that busy. I couldn't learn. And other than that, I took even some papers on the parsha to look. You know, they give out on the shul. I said, you know, I was tired. I said, I'll not learn chotcha, I'll look in the papers. I said, I'm not even to look in the papers. I learned 5 minutes, I forgot about the papers, all these, you know, Suffolk Talmud Torah papers, yeah? It's Nishkin B'tel Torah, Nishkin Talmud Torah, I call it, yeah? Every person has to do that. It's an afternoon today, Friday. Shlishi Mei Hagbolah for Purim. Hey, you know, I'll try to learn, I'll try 10 minutes. Mamash, 10 minutes, how much I for sure could. Ma'or Shema Machzir Lomotov. Oh, but it has to be pure. It has to be Shem Men Zay Zoch. But it's Hashem and Zayzoch. V'ato hakriv alecho es aroim ve'ele abgodim asher yasu choyshen ve'eifoid u'meil. Rashi says eifoid lo yishomati. No one told me what it is. Lo yimotzasi bebraise pirush tavniso. Today Baruch Hashem v'zoyche heavy kid has so much pictures with cheetahs, yeah? Rashi says, I didn't hear pshat. I don't know what is the eifod. Libi oimerli, my heart tells me, shuchogu lemeacho, it's like an apron backwards. Not in the front. It's an apron, like apron, but the bow is in the front, and the apron is in the back. K'moisino shikoykim ritschke, and in France, the princes, when they ride on the horses, so it's on their back. In the front, they kind of sing on the horse. But in the back, they have a little more apron that sits on them like that. So I saw it's bowed down. This is Velibi Oimerli. Rashi didn't know Pshat, and he was sitting and thinking. And he picked up his eyes, and he saw a prince passing with a horse, and he saw it. And we know the Gdele Yisrael, the eyes didn't see if they didn't want to see. It says in Yaakov, Vayisaino Vayar Vine Arba Moisish. Rashi says, I'm learning, Hashem showed me a goita. Libi Oimerli, that Hashem wanted to show me how the Eifrid looks. So this is the Libi Oimerli from Rashi. Libi Oimerli, Leishomati, Leimotsosi Bebraise, Velibi Oimerli, Shuchogu Leimahachov, and then the pasuk is mamshich. Also, as a eifoy. V'asisa choshen mishpat U'mileisa boi even Oidem tudedo v'rekes Atur ha'echot v'atur ha'sheni Noifer sapir v'yaloim V'atur ha'shlishi leshem shvei v'achloma V'atur ha'revi tarshish v'shem v'yashfer Yashveh is the Evan of Binyamin. The last Evan from the 12 is Yashveh. Again, the Balaturim. Yashveh begimatre Binyamin ben Yankov. Yashveh begimatre Binyamin ben Yankov. She Yashveh oyel of Binyamin bereishis rabbe. Mon Kiddushim says over a ma'aseh that once the stone of Binyamin fell off the choshen. V'ol chachom l'dom in Yesina she'biyodei av ve'av ne'yash. They went to Dom in Yesina to buy it. Mon says Shalos Rav Lezer Adeichon Kibudav Omar Lem Tzuri Ruma Oseh Vidkichov Imechod Laovi Ba'ashkeloim Vedoma Benesin Eshmoy Bikshu Chachoyim Avonim Leifoyim Beshishim Riboy Rav Kahana Madde Beshmoyim Riboy Voy Mavteach Munach Tachas Meroysov Shaloviv Velo Yitziya Roy Lashono Acheres Nothing like a Shbor Chuschor Roy Shenodo Loi Pora Adumo Beidro נכנס לחכויים אצלו, יאמרו להם, יודע אני בכם, שאני מבקש לכם כל המומן שבואי להם, אתם לא יסתים לי, עד הפור האדומו. אלא אין אני מבקש על האויס המומן שהפסדתי בשביל כיבוד אבריהם. לא אמרו, חמיד, בואי וראים, מה מי שאין מצו ובואיס, כמה מצו ובואיס, אז כמה וכמה. לא אמרו, חמיד, גודל המצו ובואיס, מי שאין מצו ובואיס. כיבוד אב, פומדונה בנסינה. So first, I saw the מפורשים, Why Hashem made Dafka that this whole story happened when the stone of Binyamin got lost? The Yashveh. Moses says, Avni Yashveh. They should think, Moses says, Avni Yashveh. And we start with the Balaturim, Yashveh is Binyamin. So Yashveh is Binyamin. This makes sense. If you don't order it, Pashtus. Was Rubin Shimon Levi, they say, yeah, Pashtus. So either way, you do like this. The skull doesn't make a difference. Binyamin Alamo will be the last one, yeah? Even if you divide it like this, you divide it like that, yeah? Because Binyamin is the last one. How about, maybe, but Balaturim says it's a medrash. Maybe your eyes from Cheshbayna says it's a medrash. Why not after the stone of Binyamin? That's because Binyamin was the only one that was not Nichshel and Kibud Aveir. Because he was not Mechiras Yosef. So maybe when Hashem wanted to be Megalgil, the Kibud Aveim, it became a piece of the Gemara and Kiddushin. And Heichon Kibud Aveim, and the Gemara brings down the Maisif and Dom Ben Asina. So now it became a part of the Torah. So now it became a part of the Torah, like Reb Chaim Shalevi says, Ilo Yodea Aroin, Shakos Uveim Evroach, O Vesimach Beliboy, O Yevoyotze Betupi Mechoylus. If Aaron would know that Hashem would make a covenant from them, so he would write more. So how do you want to say such a thing? You know, you're there, Aaron, that the day he will say, Barachu, B'samach, B'limon, Ha'b'yayitza, B'tupim, M'chaylis. So Chaim Shmulevi says, two pshat. One pshat he said, Aaron didn't want to show that he's such a bad mile to Moshe. And if the Torah anyway tells him that he's happy, so he would show it to Moshe. He didn't show it to Moshe, B'samach, B'limon. It's not to show that his mamash doesn't care that he's such a tzaddik. But if the Torah tells Moshe I'm happy, I'll tell him. Second Pshat, he says, if he knew that it will become chelik from the Torah, that when your brother gets bigger from you, you have to be happy, he would not only say to leave it in the heart. He would take it out that people will have to show it also before him. Because now it became a chelik from the Torah. But b'meile, Binyamin was zaych. But the Welt says a givaldi kevot. I want you to listen carefully. Dom ben Asina was Shpitz Kibudav. There's a big shaila attack about why he didn't wake up his father. Yeah, it's about the Maisa. The key was under the pillow. Yeah, I mean, so much money. I mean, the father would be happy. Yeah, the father would kill him if he would find out that he lost the money. So Chagoni. Some say the father was not normal. Living his babe, but what is the Pshatak? Yeah. What is the pshat? Because I'm on the shot of a person as a baby boy in the middle of the night. Wake up his parents or not? They're waiting to hear about it. They're waiting to hear about it, not to wake them up. Someone after 20 years that doesn't have kids. Someone has a kid every second day. Maybe he doesn't have to wake them up. But someone that, nah, the parents are waiting to hear. The parents are waiting for this news. Yeah? Tell me to see the Shmoinim Riboy. So much money. So, yeah, it's a big shayla. What is the Gdolim of Pshat? Father, you don't wake up. Doesn't make a difference. Some say that the money was the son, not the father. Different cheshbonim is what it was exactly. But it was the Shpitz Kibuda. And a blind tagoy. He stays a goy. Such a choshev and maisa, he stays a goy. I'll tell you. There's a bachur. I came over. Made a ticket early to leave early. To change his ticket. He said, I have to speak to his parents how much money you will lose. Because, you know, if you change the ticket, the companies have a meaning, they charge you. They don't want people to stay earlier. So, to leave late. So, you want to learn more Torah? So, same idea. They take you out of the army. They want you not to learn. If you want to stay later, you have to pay more money. So, I guess I have to see how much I lose. $300. And say to lose $300 for staying a couple days, it's worth it, it's not worth it. So such a person has to leave. To lose? It's losing, it's gaining. He's gaining this thing. How much you spend? When someone asks you how much you cost the S week, I lost $1,000 by the S week. How much you lost on Hanukkah for the Menorah? You lost? How much you lost for buying matzahs? Cost me 200 shekel a box. I lost 200 shekel. Lost. Gain. Lost. By us, what we might see from a mitzvah is not a loss. This Rosh Adamo ben Asinah, the kibud Abbahem is givaldik. Doesn't wake up his father. Ahem is a guy, lets his father to sleep. Year later, he has a Por Aduma. Chazal come and say, Por Aduma in that days was worth fortune. There's one in. You tell me. They come to buy it from him. He doesn't listen. I know it's priceless. I could charge what I want. But you know how much I will charge you? I want to read the Gemara. Leshono acheres. Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schori Shenol Doloi Pora Adumo Deidroi Nitmesu Chachomim Etzloi Omar Lehem Yoidei Ani Bochem שאם אני מבקש ממכם כל מומן שבואי למה אתם לא יסנים לי אין אני מבקש אלו יסוי מומן שהפסדתי בשביל כיבודה ואין שהפסדתי הגוי פלאי את הגוי by us for a mitzvah it's not a hefsel by us לפומצרי אגרה How zeichet to spend so much money for kibudav? How zeichet to buy such a nice mishloach monas in appearance? I bought I met you know the guy that built this building. His name is Yosef Stern. So I asked him how things are going. You know, different times in life, parnosas up and down. Says, all my investments, such good investments. I'm doing millions. I told him, Yossi, you never speak like that. You know, you're much more polite from them. I'm telling you, my investments are the best investments. Everyone else is losing, I'm the best. I said, Yossi. Says, Beis Yishaya, millions of mitzvahs. Brachvel, million of mitzvahs. Tifrach, million of mitzvahs. Kiryat Malachi, million of mitzvahs. Netzach, million of mitzvahs. I took my money, I invested in the right place. These investments never go bankrupt. All the other ones, we have to check what they're doing. Better times, worse times. Mine investments, not my loss. I took my money and I invested it. Not to say, oh, I spent so much money there, I'm missing money. I took my money and I invested, and this is the way he feels. I'm the richest guy, I made the best investments. The time that people just had money flowed, I went and I spent it in the nicest way. Then they say, hey, if I will not spend the deer, who knows, I could have bought 5 buildings in Manhattan, I'll be multimillionaire. Not a hefset. It's not a hefset. If a person will look, I'm doing a mitzvah, the guy says, no, don't charge me, I just lost. It was a mazik without. It's a big loss, just fix my loss. This is a rush. Say the Magid Midubna Zokt. If you come over to a person, and you tell him, go over now. I go over to every guy here. I think, well, yeah? I go over there, I'll tell you, you're asking to sell me the schar of Yishachris today? You say no. $1,000, you're asking to sell me the schar? You say no. $2,000, you say no. Right? Maybe some people for a big amount will say yes, yeah? But you'll say the shach is for the year. Not the master to sell it. So the Magna Dumna has the cautious, he doesn't understand. So why a guy sometimes has a business meeting, he misses davening. He's not asking to sell the shachas of yesterday for $20,000. Go over to the first year. Sell me the Mikra Megillah from last year. I'm sure he does. $100,000. I'm not selling it. But he's in a business meeting, or he's someone's schmoozing there with a bill there. He can build the Megillah just busy with something, yeah? He's clapping a hum and preparing his kasper and not listening to one of the words. So the Magen Midubna, a yid is ma'arich teira and he doesn't sell it for nothing. Sometimes, b'shas that he's doing the mitzvah, the yitzahor ha'ot ha'koyach. After the mitzvah is done, the yitzahor doesn't have a koyach. There's the yid. He says, 99% of Erlich Hayid, for a huge amount of money, will not sell you. Go over to a guy, ask him, you're asking to sell me your learning of yesterday? Sell it to me. A guy will make a Yisach HaBazvun for the next 10 years for cheap, yeah. I want to buy off the, I don't have it from yesterday. Try it. I tried it with people. No, I'm asking. Shach of people for maybe a huge amount of masking. Zokta, the Teretz is the Yitzhahori. When the Yitzhahori goes away, a Yid is Machshiv Teira. A Yid is Machshiv Teira. A guy is not Machshiv Teira. When the Magen Midubna says, we come to the Shemaim, we will get a real schar. Why? How much Hashem pays? It's no price. So Hashem says, listen, if he's not masking to sell the Lamad for $50,000, it means that it's worth for him $50,000. So you're right. About it, the biggest madrega is that he's not masking to lose it even before when he fights the Yitzhahor. A guy says, just pay me off my loss. A Yid will never be masking to pay it off. A Yid that was Aymed and a Nisayan. Aymed and a Nisayan. If Kibbutz Av. A millions. That mitzvah for nothing. About it. Man said that you don't even see it, but the lotion. I'm not charging you. It just was a little loss last time. If you just could cover the loss, that's a goy. That's the chilek a goy in a yid. By a goy, it's a loss. Venosato el achoyshe nesaurim veesatum. Perek chofches posuk lamed. What is an aurim veesatumim? Rashi says, "Uksav shema mefurosh, sheinoisim b'terkif le'achoyshin." Choyshin was like a long, what do you call it in English? Malben, not a square, two squares together. So, and you doubled it, and inside there you put the two shemas. Venosatu le'achoyshin esaurim v'esatumim. Rashi says, "Shal yodo yomeir dvorov u'metamem dvorov." More in Yuma. But Migdashayni Lemoshul, they didn't have it. The Ramban explains that it worked like this. There's one Shem that is called Urim, and there's one Shem HaMefurosh that is called Tumim. They would ask the Kohen HaShaile, he would make Yichudim VeKavonos in Shem Urim, and the letters were light. But you didn't know how to read it yet. Then he was Mechaven, B'Shem HaKadoshim from Tumim, Tumecho V'Urecho Le'ish Chasidecho, and Hashem would tell the Kohen, how to read it. So Urim gave him the way to light. Tumim, the chavona b'shem tumim was mesader how to read it. Zog the goyim as a gemore and broches daf lamed aleph. Chano mispaleles al libo. She was crying. Eli HaKohen is standing there, and he sees that she's crying. So vayachshever le shikoyro, vayoyimer lo, lo motishti, lo motishchiri, vatoyimer le chano lo yadoyni, ishak shasruach anoichi, v'yayin v'sheicho lo shatisi. Al titen es amoscho bliyal. So again, Eli tells him, lo motishteri, v'lo motishchiri, ותאמר לא ידעני ישקשיו אנוכי ישקשס רוח אנוכי ויין משיחו לשתיסי לא ידעני ישקשס יוים אנוכי ישקשס רוח אנוכי ויין משיחו לשתיסי. So in the old Rashi it said לא ידעני קשיר, the new Gemara they took it out. Zog the Goyim, it says like this: לא ידעני אמרו לוי אין רוח הקודש שוירו עליך שאתה חושדי לי בדבר הזה. אי כדי אמרי הוכי אמרו לו, לא ישכים לברוח הקודש יגבוך, שדתני לקו חוי ואולי לקו סחוס. זמות נמייסה. חל איזן ביס המקדוש. And she's talking to herself. ומישקו, אין לי תינג שי ג'רונק, היא אלס אמר, שהיא תלס אמר, לא, לא ידעיני. I'm a ksheiro. So Rashi, the Gemara says, what is lo yadoini? Ein lecho ruach ha-koydesh. She told Eli, if you think I'm drunk, there's no ruach ha-koydesh. So the Gemara says, I want to read again the Ramban. The Ramban says, oisi es meiro is es eini ha-koyen. Aval adai lo yod ha-siduroi. Teves acher. Aval oyo shom shem es gdoishim acherim anikrim tumim. ומכל יחום הוא הלב הכויין מטעמם בידי הסעניין האויסייס. כאשר קיבל משמס האורים העירו, חוזר מיד ובקיבל משמס הטומים, ואוידום האויסייס מאירס לעינו, was time how long the shining was, ויורי בליבוי what to read. וזה מדרגו ממדרגו וזכוח הקדש, למטו מן הנבואו, למעלו מבסקו. It's a heavy מדרגו ורוח הקדש. Zog de Goel, Eli saw Chano talking. He asked him the Urim v'Tumim, what is going on here? Chaim Kanievsky speaks in Derech Sicha, what? Every time the king goes, want to know if the snow, he will also ask the Urim v'Tumim. But Chano comes, he doesn't know what is happening. He says, what is the story with this lady? He says that Chano was Echem Mishiva Nevius already. The man, it was important to know what is happening with the Nevi'ah. The Nevi'ah is drinking wine, take care of it. Where is Meir? And what happened? It was four letters aligning. Shin Chof Reishay. So he read it, Shikoyro. So he went over it and he told her, Lama Tishkiri. Every time someone moves the mouth, you think that he's drunk. But he asked the Urim v'Tumim what is happening. She saw she's davening and she's crying. Something is happening. So he went to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam what is happening with this Nevi'ah. He said, no, she's drunk. So he went to yell her. She told her, Lo Ruach HaKodesh, the Tumim didn't work by you, Ruach HaKodesh. Ksheiro! Turn the letters. Chof Shin Reishay. You didn't read it right. You're missing the Ruach HaKodesh. She didn't stop the girl and told him, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, you can't guess who I am. Pass you the Gemara, he told you you're drunk. He said, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh. You have Ruach HaKodesh, you will guess who I am. I'm Kshel. Yes. Because everything that doesn't guess is no Ruach HaKodesh. She knew. Why is telling him Shikairo? Every person that moves his mouth. Because he asked him to Urim v'Tumim, and the letters that came out was Shin Chof Reish, hey. So he was sure, he read it, Shikoyro. She told him, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh. You don't have Ruach HaKodesh. You have to read it, Ksheiro. Not Shikoyro. This is the reason, Taki, the Mefarshim say Pshat, why it says, V'osiso Choshen, V'osiso Choshen, And it says one time, it's like, and every time it says in the parshas in Bezalel, Vayasas HaChoshen. Because the pshat is, the Choshen HaMishpot is with the Urim V'Tumim. But that Bezalel didn't do. Bezalel only did Choshen. If you did Ramban and Rashi that was shameless, so that's it's like hidden in the Pesukim. It says, Vosisu Urim V'Tumim. It's really two papers that you put inside. Moshe Rabbeinu got him and so on. So it's in the Medrash. Hashem gave it to him. So this is the Sata is Ha'urim Ve'Hatumim. Ha'urim Ve'Hatumim. So this is only Moshe Rabbeinu did. But when it says that Bezalel didn't do Urim V'Tumim. This Moshe Rabbeinu put inside. So maybe when it's spoken out, it doesn't say Vosisu. It says in the Hemshech HaParsha, there's a vote from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Perek Choftes Posuk Lamed Zayin. V'hoyo ha-mizbeach kodesh kodoshim, kol ha-noigea ba-mizbeach yikdosh. So Rashi says, "Voi ha-mizbeach koydesh u'mayik dishosig u'yar de'idosh." Afilu korban posul she'olo olov. Kitshu ha-mizbeach la'achshiru shelo yeiret. This was the koyach. So first time Rav Moshe started to speak about it, Rav Moshe would say, "The mizbeach is mekadesh. Even something posul, the mizbeach is mekadesh. But the halachas, if you put a standard, the mizbeach does become kodesh." A korban with a psul becomes kodesh. He says when a person is in the parsha, he has a bad machshava, bad kavona. So when he gets close to the mizbeach can be mekadesh. But if he's mufka, the mizbeach can be mekadesh. But Rav Moshe said, and this is one of the famous words of Rav Moshe said, it's an interesting zach. We have two mizbeachim. היה מזבח החיצי ומזבח הפנימי. על מזבח החיצי נדע לא חייץ בואי המזבח קודש קודושי. המזבח הפנימי was the מזבח of the קטוירס. He was located inside the קודש already, much deeper, much inside, not outside in the חוצה. He was inside. There it says המזבח קודש. Doesn't say קודש קודושי. Why? So Rav Moshe says a vote. It's a big Muslim, a vote for Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said the Mizbeach HaChitzoy was outside. Was closer to the Azor, to the people. He says, a Talmid Chochem. That is two kind of Talmid Chochem. There's a Talmid Chochem that is involved with people, and there's a person that is not involved with people. A person that is involved with people, Zog Rav Moshe, has to have a different kind of behavior. It's not a bluff. I want to explain it. It's a good thing that you know from the Ashkofer. A Bacher Puk, I don't see him today here, asked me this week if it's past. If he knows Yiddish, maybe he asks if it's proper for a Rebbe to eat in a restaurant. Because? So I told him, no. Not cautious ones. And he said, if he's in a place that there's no one in the world there, so the Rebbe could eat. So he said, what, we're fooling someone? If he eats, he eats. If he doesn't eat, he doesn't eat. The answer is, it's not fooling someone. I say, Alamon, yeah? I mean, everyone here goes in pajamas, right? I think so, yeah?
we're in baths and we have pajamas. It's a normal thing. But it's pastish to go around with pajamas. I'm asking. Now, to see a friend with pajamas is not so bad. Your Rebbe is allowed to be seen to be in pajamas? No. Why? What, he's hiding that he wears pajamas? We know that he wears pajamas. Yeah? Most. Sometimes you learn the whole night. But most wear pajamas. At least sometimes they wear. Yeah? So what is the answer? Is that Hanoge, when you were a tzibul, you have to be snagged by Hanoge's kadosh. It's not that you're trying to fool the owner that you don't have pajamas. Like Choshen Rebbe, Chutz Shirayim, Ladi Zachen, will not eat in front of different people. What, you think that he doesn't eat? It's a higher madrega. It's not sheker. I'm saying it because a lot of Bochum don't understand it, and then like they think that son of Abayim like a fooling. It's not. But the Moshe says it in Dorash Moshe and our parsha. The Mizbeach Achitzoy that is close to the people has to be Kodesh Kodoshim. The one that is inside doesn't have to be the Kodesh Kodoshim. But when you with the Am, the Kohen Gadol has to be snag with a different Anoge. So you think, okay, so I'm telling you a good Ashkofa, maybe, to protect the Rabbein. I want to tell you it's an Ashkofa for you, Bnei Teira also. First, Be'ez Hashem, all of you be Tolim Chachomim, and you'll be Rabbein, Be'ez Hashem. A Bnei Teira also has to have such an Anoge. To drink from a bottle. I'm not saying you're allowed to, not allowed to, not going out to the klolim. Could be when you're in the room with another bocha, you could. But when you're in a restaurant, and there's people that are not in the Torah, you don't. Could be in Purim, you could be drunk. Could be you could dance. High, up and down. Could be you could dress up a little bit lighter. But when you go on the street and people see Bnei Teira behave different, it's a Chilul Hashem. I, inside ourselves, it's not a stira. It's not a stira to say, in the Chassidus Purim where I am, I'm allowed to wear this and this and this and that. But the people that are looking at Bnei Teira have to see you Kodesh Kadosh. And I want to tell you, this is Negea every time. Especially in this Tkufa. It's not the first time, I think it's the fourth time that it's happening, the time that this country exists. 50 years ago, it was also such a wave. That the friars don't understand why we are sitting and learning. They don't understand. So I saw David Soloveitchik written a letter now. There's a Kabbalah from the Buskarov that you know when a person is shvach in a mitzvah, he doesn't have the siyata d'shmaya to do it. And if he's shtark with a mitzvah, he has siyata d'shmaya. And he said, if they want to take us to the army, we have to check if the shvachet is not an arbis medrash. I don't want to be ma'arich in that part. Everyone can understand. And everyone in his madrege. I don't get to the other people. Every person that fixes himself will fix the whole parameter down. But there's another point. They don't understand. And from their point, they're right. Why they will understand? Because we understand. It's not right, but I mean, a lot of us don't understand. They fight. They go to war. They go to hikes. They see the Bachur. They go to the market, they see the yeshiva light. Where they go, they see us? The restaurant? The friar goes to, he goes to Papagaya, and he says, 50% yeshiva bachim. Maybe it's atzma, but I should tell you. Someone said, maybe it's good to come to learn. You have to understand, it's a big chilul Hashem. Even if you're allowed to eat in a restaurant. I don't know if our days you're allowed to. But I'm not coming to say that. That I know you're not. The ones that go will not listen anyways. The ones don't go. But even that you go, you can see the jackets. You could have to yell loud.
It's not fooling yourself. I'm trying to explain a Nekuda Amuka from the Moshe. I'm not asking you to fool. But he says the Mizbeach that is outside of the Kodesh. The Moshe explains it like this. The Korbonos Be'etzem are the Sibes HaMikdosh. They're the Shpitz Kodesh, the Korbonos. This Mizbeach is Ke'ilu located outside the right place. Maybe he's located there because everyone has to come and serve there. But he's located not in the right place, Kivyochol. So when he's not in his right place, he has to be Kodesh Kedoshim, that people will feel when they're doing the Korbanos that they're doing it in the right place. So he needs a Chepzeh of a Kodesh Kedoshim. When the Yeshiva Bocha has to be out, has to go out. He has to be like a Yeshiva Bocha. He goes to the airport. Goes to a trip, looks like a yeshiva bacher. Purim. I want to tell you, it's not negiah to say, yeah, what will help, you know, Mishnah, if the whole yeshiva would be here now, not the whole yeshiva, the whole Eretz Yisrael, all the bachim, and they will hear this in the captain talking now. Say it, so stack it, maybe everyone will change. What will help that we're a couple little group here will decide to change? Every yid, bishvili nivra elo. You kiddush Hashem, you hanoga. You're not cheshbonis, but 20 people are dancing like that. It's your avoido, this is the avoido sakodesh. And a person has to understand that it's not negea to fool. Try to explain it. It's not fooling. It's not. We'll finish with a vote on Parsha Zohar. This week is Parsha Zohar. It's time I'll tell you a kasha. Balabas asked me. Balabas. It's not his heart. The store from Meshorim. Adon is called. He sells suits. So I went to buy a suit. So he asked me a kasha. He told me, I don't understand you. You heard Parsha Zohar already? I said, no, Shabbos. I said, I don't understand you. You're not from? So Chasim Sefer says that in the Ibrio we have to hear in Pashas Kiseitza again. Why? Because Zohar is once in 12 months, remember. Right? Ames Mishtakech Me'alev Yud Beis Chodesh. So remember, it's enough once a year for Mekayim the Mitzvah of Zohar, and it's called a remember. Fight the Chasim Sefer. The Ibrio is more from 12 months. So if it's more than 12 months, so you'll forget. Chasam Sefer says in the Tshuva, to Mechab and Pasha Kisetze. He says that if, last year we heard Pasha Zohar was Be'erech Zay Em Vav Odo. This year we'll be hearing Pasha Zohar Yud Aleph Odo. So it's more than 12 months, right? It's the latest that we could hear this year. It's the day before Purim. Can be later. Can be later. It's Purim already. We're touching side to side the Purim. So it's more than 12 months. Why no one says a chumah for the chasm, to have a kriyasate? If you chesh the chasm sefer, why no one is makbid? This is what his kasha was. Why no one shtals on it? So I don't know, maybe the pshat, so most of the chasm sefer, some people shtal the chasm sefer, they say the tshuva sarash b'shteit, that if a girl, the halacha is the psulim achoyz until 3 years old, what if it was the ibrio? So shteit in the Rashba that the psulim achoyz, because even already she became three and they were not achoyz, chazal ma'abad the chodesh, Hashem changes the teva and the psulim achoyz. So shteit in the Rashba from Yerushalmi. So ibrio, it's kilu another month. Say if it was wrong, people chazal made another month. So yeah, if it's a year or 12 months, but here he said it doesn't help. Hear that answer will not help. There is another others. What is the Ibrahim? So we look at Kilu. So there is an answer, Pasha. But there maybe. Over here, so I thought maybe the Aloch is the base Chodesh. If you remember for 12 months, the whole month, it doesn't count by the day. That's it. Interessante Ohr. I don't know exactly. But we'll say one Ohr and Parsha Zohar. Zohar is Asher Osel Ocha Amolek Baderach Betzitzer Mitzrayim שכורך בדרך ויזיין ובכל כל הנחשורים אחריך ואתו אייב ויגיע ולא יורא אלוקים ויאמר השם אל מוישה כסויב זה זיכרון בספר ושים באוזני יהושע. What is the point to put it in the ears of Yehoshua? So the Gaon says, because it's Zohar וזכר, so Alamon it's enough to show him Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua could see the Torah. Here he has to remember how to read it. Sasim ba'oznei Yeshua. Here it's the shaila how to teach how to read. Sasim ba'oznei Yeshua. But you could say more from that. Amolek chisorim is that he doesn't listen. Shomu ami mirgozu. Amolek didn't. Vayishma Yisroi. Mashmu ha'shomu v'bo milchemes Amolek. Amolek doesn't listen. When the Haftorah of this week, Shmuel sends Shaul to kill Amalek, and he doesn't kill him. He brings the behemoth. Vayomer Shmuel to Shaul, Lishmoya mizevach toiv. Here's the only place the Torah says it. Lishmoya mizevach toiv. When the first pasuk, when we start to read the Haftorah this week, Vayashma Shaul esaom. When he counted it to go, Moses says, "What is Vayashma?" בלושן אחרוזה באיוכל באודו משמיעים על השקולים. Amalek doesn't listen. דהיינו, the aside of Amalek is a person doesn't take to himself. Amalek is קרירוס. A person lives like it is ריפים יודיים. But a person hears. The historians, the whole world heard Hashem likes Klal Yisrael. The koyach of Amalek is not to hear, not to look, not to listen. Simba is Neo Yeshua. Simba is Neo Yeshua. Fakar go. Ki milchomo la Hashem ba'amolek midor dor. So, maybe it's a lot more oimik in it, but that's the tzuras advarim. That the chisoron in Amolek is, he's missing the shmir. Amolek is missing the shmir. That's the chisoron. So it's b'sim ba'oznei Yeshua. Some people say al derech remez, this is the pshat that the hamantash in Hebrew it's called oznei haman. Pshat the milchomim be'amolek is with the oznei. The yisoy that vorim shteyt in Maharal, it's not in Mekatzos, I'm just giving a mogim, says that the evet oizen sheshomakev le'Yisrael avodim ve'olcho ve'kod ha'od le'atzmo iti rotza. Ear. Drill his head. Drill his heart. The chisoron is in the head. The heart. The lishmoya. Kilivne Yisrael avodim, you have to hear. The Maharal says, the Gemara says, if you hit a person, how much you pay him? How much you pay him? You take out his eye, you take out his nose, zog the Gemara, chirshoy, noisel et mei kuloi. It's worth nothing. The whole price is the hearing. Chirshay noisel et mei kuloi. A person that can hear is worth nothing. Lishmoya mizevach toiv. You have to listen to Hashem. The chokhmah when the Purim passes, the milchomah of the Amalek is to take from Purim the chizuk in Teire, to take from Purim the chizuk in Avodas Hashem, and as Hashem will be zeichel siyata b'shemayim.